Hello and a really warm welcome to our podcast, Successful Student Transitions, A Time to Thrive, hosted by me, Louise Wiles, and Elizabeth Gillies. Our aim is to help students experience smooth and successful transitions as they leave school, college, and move to university, take placement years, gap years, or out into the world of work. And so welcome to this episode where we are going to be reflecting on where we are at this time of year, in the Northern Hemisphere in particular, as the academic year comes to an end and students are thinking about coming to the end of that academic year and then perhaps looking a bit towards the next academic year, be that in the same school, moving to a different school, a different college, or perhaps onto university, maybe out into the world of work. So lots of endings and perhaps some thoughts about the changes that are coming ahead and new beginnings. But it's not just students who are experiencing this. So if you're listening to this as a parent supporting your students or thinking about the changes that are going to happen to you as perhaps your young adults move on or your children move on from one year to the next, or if you're a teacher working in education and perhaps you're facing your own change or you're processing the change of class as one class is by to you and you move on to the next, perhaps you're a tutor, you're all facing different changes. And so we wanted to just spend some time thinking about how it can be helpful to reflect on that and share, as you know, some of the frameworks, if you've been listening to this podcast regularly, some of the frameworks that we use when we're talking about change in relation to students, because they're just as relevant to us as adults as they are to students. So I'm going to introduce Elizabeth. Elizabeth's here with me today. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi there. Hi.
And I know that you've been thinking a lot about this in your daily work and contact with students and teachers and people in the education sector. So I'm going to hand it over to you to introduce the subject and talk a bit about rafting, which I know has been uppermost in your mind recently.
Yeah. Thanks, Louise. So you've likely heard us talk about this thing about raft on previous podcasts, especially kind of the early ones when we were talking about transition cycles and change. And it's about making a good ending. And of course, as Louise said, in this part of the world, the Northern Hemisphere schools are finishing. And I have been paddling alongside students, teachers, and parents who are on the move, either making physical moves in a change of place or sometimes making emotional moves. So I've seen myself as a rafting companion in recognizing the loss and moving on from old things or things that are going to be old and exploring kind of new stuff. And it's a time of the year when my rafting resources come out to play. I have lots of things that I use and, you know, to people like concrete objects sometimes to represent change. And I've used them to just a bit of time to focus on this transition point. Transition times are often really busy, but this, our raft today, is we're going to take time to reflect on it as well. But it takes time to reflect on what's important for you at this time. And I say important for you because the way you raft will be different from where other people, how other people might raft. And so I've been using this framework with students and groups of students, groups of parents who are moving school, just moving school, maybe from one building in a school to another building, or actually students who are moving completely to different places or different schools or off to university. I've been using it with a student who's moving country, with some teachers who are changing their role within school or actually changing a job. And there's an interesting thing there, because one of the things we often talk about, as well as the people moving on, there's the stayers. So there's those stayers that are the people who are staying behind and are not changing this raft. I think we need to have another kind of metaphor for them. because somebody I was working with recently, their team, most of that team's moving on. And it's, although they can see it's great for them, they are rafting in a way because they're going to have to be with a new team. So I've also been working where there's been big family changes for people, and the old way of their family being how it's been is not going to be there in the future. So this raft is a great moment. We'll get into it in a minute. It was a really great metaphor, and you've likely heard about it from when Louise and I have been talking about from the third culture kid world, the idea of leaving well to enter well. And actually, I was using this morning this little pack of cards. It's called Your Move, and it's from the Transitional Learning Curves Limited. We'll put a resource out there. And one of the, it's a lot of cards, and one of the cards says, why did they put good and bye together? I love that. Right?
That's
so
great.
Goodbye. So this is about us making a goodbye. So it is about that goodbye. It's about leaving well to enter well. And in a world of where people make kind of multiple changes, the loss of that can be really challenging. And the RAF framework was first developed by David Pollock in the 1970s to intentionally prepare students for a transition from living and being in Africa and moving to America to school. And understanding a change like this can be hard. It can be hard to imagine what it's going to be like knowing the place that you know what you know now. So how can you use this to move off into the unknown? And it links quite nicely with a book that I use at this particular time. And it was a book that was given to me when a friend was going through a life quake, a big change in their life. And I happened to be in a place at a time that I could help them. And actually, they gave this to me as a present. So it's got a lot of significance for me. And it's Dr. Seuss's Oh, the Places You'll Go. A little bit book rustling here because I've got it out. But you have brains in your head. You have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose. You're on your own and you know what you know. And you're the guy who'll decide where to go. Now, Louise and I have talked about this before. I love that for so many reasons. I love it because you've likely been in changes before. And when we use raft, we really try and tap into that. So you've been through changes before. So we're trying to kind of connect with people's competence and help them understand that this change is not a new thing for them. They've been through changes before. They know what they know about it. And you can use that knowledge to think about where you're going to go. So I think that's what RAF's about, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And I think at this point, let's just sort of describe what RAFT is, because I mentioned it quite a few times. And if you haven't heard us talk about it by now, you're probably banging your head around.
Okay, and then I'll come back to other things that I think are important.
Yeah, yeah.
So the RAFT is four letters, the R, the A, the F, and the T. And the R stands for reconciliation, that you have to kind of know that a change is happening. Because sometimes we get into denial, we get itchy feet, we don't want to think about it, we just want to go off to somewhere new. We don't want to kind of have that discomfort of thinking this is a bit of a difficult time. So you have to know that this is a change happening. And importantly, in that R, you have to know that this change is unique to you, depending on what the changes you've been through before. So it's a time to connect with those. And there's also, for me, a little bit of the R is a little bit of repair, because it can be a time to repair things either within yourself about wishing you'd done something in a different way, or repair relationships. So, but that main R is about recognizing this change in the air. The A is about affirmation. So it's about appreciating and helping us focus about what's been really good in the place you've been. You know, who's helped you? Who's been important? What are the things of that place that have contributed to your success? What have you really loved doing? Maybe what other people have done, but also what are the things that you've done within yourself to make this a success? So that's the A. And the F is about farewell. It's about helping us close that circle, that goodbye, that good ending well. And I think it's helping us touch and tolerate some of the difficult things we have to say and do when things come to an end. Now, that doesn't come easy for lots of us because, you know, as parents, or sometimes we want to kind of shield our young people from difficult things. But actually, this is I kind of see this as an opportunity, a safe time when it's important to let them feel and process discomfort at this time. Help them learn, know that it's all right to feel a bit of discomfort, but also teach them how to comfort themselves at a time of loss and change. So you might say goodbye to people, of course, place, possessions. You know, there's usually rituals we do around these sorts of times. So that F is really important. And then the T in the raft is think ahead. And I think only when we've done the R, the A, and the F, are you really prepared for the T. But it's thinking about, helping you think about, well, I've done all that work to now I can move on. And actually, sometimes when people need to process those things well to move on. So you're understanding change, you know what's important to you, you know the things are going to miss. And actually, those things are really important about how you can be your best self in this next place. So if you haven't gotten through those things and understood what they are, you're really going to be less informed about how you want this next place to be. And I think it's especially useful when we've talked about the transition cycle where you go from settled, leaving. There's this kind of limbo land, a transitional space when you're neither here nor there before you enter and then get settled again. And I think especially this think ahead is an important topic to be thinking about in that limbo land, in that liminal space that we talk about helping you think about, well, now how do I want to be? What are the things that I'm looking forward to? What are the things that I need to take with me, either physical or when Louise and I have done some things about preparation for going to university, we've talked about the physical things, but we've also talked about the kind of emotional things that you need to kind of pack, the things you can't put in boxes, but you can have prepared to take with you. So that's what raft is. Reconciliation, a bit of repair, affirmation, farewell, and think ahead. Anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I think for me, when I'm listening to you describe it and talk it through, and obviously been familiar with it for quite some time, I think I might add an extra R to the reconciliation and repair, and that would just be review. So kind of looking back, perhaps that's what you're doing. You're reviewing to reconcile to what's happening, but also to repair perhaps some of the things you want to repair.
Yeah.
But also leading into the affirmation, it's about, yeah, the gratitude and recognizing what's been good. And you mentioned looking into yourself and thinking about what contributions you've made. So for me, that immediately it makes me think about, well, what strengths have you used? What have you used and done that's been effective, that it's really valuable to now recognize and know that that's a skill set, there's a strength that I can carry through to the next, next episode, in my life. So I'm not making this step kind of unsupported. There's a lot within me that I can use to support myself.
Yeah.
And I think that's really important. That provides the foundations, I guess, for the next stage.
Yeah.
And thinking destination, really, really important to be looking forward. And it's kind of almost that flexibility, isn't it? To look back, but then also to look forward. So you're kind of looking, I'm moving my head as I say that, but having that flexibility of thought to be able to look both ways almost sometimes at the same time. So you're thinking, that was great, but what's going to be great about the future is that was a mistake. Well, I hope I won't make that same mistake again. I've learned from that, and we all make mistakes, so we all learn. Mm-hmm. The other thing I was going to add was, and I don't know where you'd fit self-compassion into this four-step process, because I think at times of change like this, it's really important to look after yourself and to give yourself grace for, having those bad days, perhaps when you do feel sad or just off. Because I think often, and I don't know what you think about this, Elizabeth, but often we don't acknowledge exactly why those emotions are bubbling up and perhaps even what they mean, but we just know that we feel a bit blah at this stage, and perhaps we're not attaching that specifically to the fact that we're leaving, but it's kind of a recognition of an emotional reaction to the scale of what the change is, and knowing that sometimes it will feel tough. We may not find it easy to verbalize, but giving ourselves the grace to just sit with it and to appreciate that it's a challenging time. And I think it's really important to acknowledge that.
I think for me, that would come in the R, the self-compassion bit, which, you know, is something that's really important in kind of my work practice, in that you have to know that, you know, there are ups and downs in life, there's ups and downs and change and stuff. So that it would come in there. And I think the reflection bit too, I agree, is a really important aspect of this. And I think what I tend to do in that reflective bit is, after we've gone through the raft, then I'll reflect about it all. And I'll be asking, well, what was easy to talk about?
Yeah.
You know, which of the letters came really easily to you? And why? I wonder why that happened. And then maybe think about, well, what ones were more of a challenge?
Yeah.
And predominantly, people say the F, that farewell thing. If you want to do a party and celebrate and do all the kind of good things, but it's harder for them to go into thing and think about, well, what I miss. It's almost like you are touching that, those kind of more unpleasant emotions, I'll call them. And I think we have to do it. And that's how people learn to tolerate things and know they can do it, is by actually kind of leaning into it.
And I think it's one that people will tend to, as you just said, not want to think about or avoid. And I certainly know that I have avoided that farewell bit by making stories up about where it's not really farewell at all. But it was. I'm talking about leaving a country to which I was never going to go back to live, or not for many, many years, and not acknowledging that that was really what was happening.
Yeah.
And whilst it served me in at the time, at the point of leaving, because it made that easier, 6 months down the line, it definitely wasn't serving me. And I felt I'd missed out on a few opportunities to bring things to a close and to really acknowledge that life was moving on. So I think that's part of it. It's kind of the importance of saying goodbye is kind of acknowledging that life is going to be different. And there's some sadness to what you're leaving, but there's a positive to what you're going to create for the future. And it's that,
And I would say, I think that is so important, because I'm going to talk about schools in general at the moment, but schools do a great job, or they're trying to do a great job, in creating a sense of belonging and community, that I belong to the school. Because we know that that belonging thing is really important, that people thrive better, they do better when they're part of something. So then what happens when there's a fracture? Are they just left to get on with it themselves? Like, you're not here. We worked so hard to make you part of something. And then, you know, all of a sudden you're not there anymore. You're not in that school or that class or that club. And so this is it's a great opportunity to really lean into those things and to say, of course you're going to feel sad about it. And these are, I'm going to say, normal kind of feelings in this situation. You know, you might see kids, you know, skipping out the gate saying, oh, I'm glad school's over, but some kids won't be doing that. Some kids will be dragging their bags. And for those ones, you know, that loss of change can be really kind of hard to process. So, you know, the losses of what's happening at this change in school are really many, because you can really have that loss of not knowing what change is all about. And that's why the R is really important. Or the loss of familiar people and places. And that's why, you know, the F and the A are really important. That loss of friendships. You know, having a loss of friendship, you might have lost that intensity of a friendship in that place and that time that you'll actually never get back again. You may still have that friendship, but the colour of it and the vibrancy and the daily contact might not be the same again. So I think RAFT really provides us with a framework that recognizes that change can be complicated. You know, it's emotional in, like you were saying, that glance backwards and looking forwards. And it can have that mess and magic. And I think that's what Raft has as well.
Yeah.
It contains that kind of, there are kind of messy things for us. And there's some good things for us in that reflection bit that I tend to do at the end. And actually, that's all right. That's the way it should be.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think it's really important to have that, to recognize that it is a mixed experience rather than, I think you mentioned it earlier in your explanation of one of the points, you're talking about parents who want our children to, I'm just thinking about it from a parental perspective here, as one of my daughters is leaving sixth form, moving hopefully onto university or whatever comes next, and the other's moving into placement year. And I was just thinking then, of course, as parents, you want to smooth the way, you want to make sure, or you want to help them to have a good new start. But also, we need to be thinking about how we have them, help them to have a good ending as well. But also enable them to learn how to process this mix of mess and magic rather than trying to make it all magic. And I think that can be part of the issue, because you get to the end of sixth form and it's all celebration and moving on to what comes next. I mean, yeah, they talk about, you know, the importance of belonging to this older alumni and everything at school. But I think often the kids are really focused on what's coming next and the excitement of what comes next. And then are very surprised when they find themselves in tears for no reason. My daughter was talking about a party where a bunch of the boys were sat around in tears and she was really shocked at this. And like, well, perhaps they're sad that they're saying goodbye to each other and to some of their shared experiences, and that's okay. And it's important that that was acknowledged, I think, probably for them. So as parents, a message to myself, message to a new parent listening, don't try and smooth it and make it all perfect for your kids. Have honest conversations about what, you know, there's different elements of change and how they impact us, both positively and sometimes negatively, and how we can then deal with them and build that sort of, yeah, knowledge and skill set for dealing with future change, because there's going to be so much more coming at them over the years.
It's having, isn't it, Louise, that kind of balance of an ascending story and a descending story. So that ascending story is, oh, everything's going to be fine, it's going to be great, you'll make good friends there, it'll be your best days of your life, or whatever it is people say when people are making changes. Or the descending, oh, you have to watch out for this and you have to be careful with that, and, you know. And actually the reality is that you need both of those things. You need them both. You need the mess and the magic. You need to know that there are things that are going to be great and there's things going to be challenging.
Yeah.
And I think that's what Raft gives us. It gives us both those things.
Yes. And it's great because it gives us a framework to think it through. Mm. And I would probably add to that, if you're listening and you're thinking, oh, I'd like to do this for myself in relation to a change that may be happening for you over the summer, and it may not be a big, you know, educational step change from, I know, middle school to upper school or sixth form to uni, or you may be a parent with a child going from one year to the next, you may still want to think about what this summertime means in terms of your transition as a family from, yeah, one year to the next, because everyone's growing and it is a time of transition. Summer always is, because there are always going to be some new beginnings in September, even if that new beginning is the move up one year, not a move to a new institution. It's still a change and something that children are adapting to. And I wrote down the word evolution, because for kids, this is the kids, teens, it's all about growing up as well. So it's about letting go, perhaps, well, not letting go, but moving on from a certain stage of childhood to the next stage, you know. So you've gone from age 12 to 13, you're suddenly a teen, or you've gone from 18 to 19 and, you know, you've had that important birthday and now you've moved on. You know, it's an important time, this time of year, because we're sort of acknowledging that transition experience that isn't just about that transition through education. It's about that transition through childhood, through teenage years into adulthood. And I think that's really important too. And that has an impact for family too, because family changes as kids grow older and begin to become independent and move on.
So if you like the flavour of what we've been talking about today, I'd encourage you to go and listen to our podcasts. We've got about 75 of them or something at the moment, Louise, haven't we? But we're also going to be running, some training, some workshops, some webinars for young people going off to university. So I think watch this space, tune in, and I don't know, have a go at rafting yourself.
Yes. Yeah. Get a piece of paper out and write. Yes. Yeah. A bit of journaling around rafting is a great way to spend a few minutes, I think. Yeah. Okay, well, thank you so much, Elizabeth, for describing Raft and how you've been using it at this time of year and the work that you've been doing. Mm-hmm. I think that's really helpful for so many people in different situations. Mm-hmm. So thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll be back next week with the next episode. Meanwhile, have a great rest of the week. Bye-bye for now. So thank you so much for listening. We hope you have enjoyed this episode and our discussion about rafting. Now, if you'd like to listen to Elizabeth and I talk more about change, transition and raft, we recommend giving episodes 1 and 2 a listen. For more on self-compassion, listen to episode 5, Nurturing Self-Compassion. And for students who are preparing to head off to university for the first time this autumn, go and take a look at series 4, Lean Into Student Life. Finally, there's 3 references we want to share with you from this conversation. The first is the concept of raft is described in the book Third Culture Kids by David Pollack and Ruth Van Rieken. The cards Elizabeth mentioned are a pack called Your Move from Transitional Learning Curves Limited. And to finish, Elizabeth talked about Dr. Zeus and his book, Oh, the Places You'll Go. So that's all for this week. We hope you have a great week. And we'll be back soon. Bye-bye for now. And now for the legal bits. The information contained in this podcast is for information purposes only. The content is not intended to act as a substitute for professional advice. Please do not delay in seeking professional help for any medical or mental health condition. Use of the information on this podcast and associated materials is at the user's own risk.